AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump apparently called CNBC this morning, slamming the Chamber of Commerce after it criticized him for threatening to tax imports from Mexico. The president's trying to pressure Mexico into doing more to stop the flow of immigrants across the border into the U.S. There's a new agreement now between the two countries, and Mexico's ambassador to the U.S., Martha Barcena, tells Face the Nation.
We want to continue to work with the U.S. very closely on the different challenges that we have together. And one urgent one at this moment is immigration.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president spent the weekend claiming victory, and GOP Senate ally Roy Blunt sees no issue.
He was, I think, appropriately pleased.
As he appeared on CBS's Face the Nation, Democratic presidential contender Beto O'Rourke blasted the president for overblowing the deal.
These are agreements that Mexico had already made, in some cases, months ago.
O'Rourke telling ABC's This Week, by and large, all the president did was jeopardize America's biggest trading relationship. This morning, the president's teasing another part of the deal, which he's not revealing, saying only it's something the U.S. has sought for years. He's again threatening tariffs if Mexican lawmakers don't approve it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president now threatening to tax imports from China, warning President Xi Jinping must meet with him at the Group of 20 summit in Japan this month. Police in the Dominican Republic are trying to figure out why somebody would shoot Boston Red Sox legend David Ortiz. He's recovering after being shot in the back last night at a bar. A suspect's in custody. Burger King says it's retraining workers in a franchise in Fruit Cove, Florida, after an employee was seen on video cleaning a table with a floor mop. The customer who took the video says she had just eaten at that table. This is AP Radio News. We managed to get hold of O.J. Simpson by telephone. It's been 25 years since he was acquitted in the killings of his ex-wife and her friend.
O.J. Simpson says his life has entered a phase he calls the no-negative zone. He tells the Associated Press he's healthy and happy, living in Las Vegas. Wednesday marks a quarter century since his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman were killed, and the former football hero, fans called the Juice, became a suspected murderer. But the nearly 72-year-old says neither he or his children want to look back or talk about that day. Simpson, who was acquitted of the killings back in 1995, but 2 years later lost a wrongful death case brought by the victims' families, has yet to pay off the $33.5 million judgment. I'm Matt Small.
Canada plans to ban single-use plastics as early as 2021. The government's considering items like water bottles, plastic bags, and straws. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.